Welcome back. Well, RMB's released its ninth edition of the Where to Invest in Africa report. And while South Africa still features in the top 10, it has fallen lower down the ranks yet again to third place, with sluggish growth and a lack of structural reform hampering its climb. The report adds that the country's financial markets and level of financial inclusion are, however, still a cut above the rest. And co-author of the report, Celeste Fourcanier, joins us with her insights now on Africa and more especially South Africa's investability. Thanks so much, Celeste, for joining us this evening. Before we get to the specifics of your latest Where to Invest in Africa report, what's your assessment of sentiment towards emerging, but more so, I guess, frontier markets at the moment? Are these markets garnering investor interest at a time when the risk on-off button has been flicked on and off on a day-to-day basis?
I think our markets are still too underdeveloped to be able to say we are definitely one of those areas to invest in if there is trouble in the rest of the world. Unfortunately, we still have a lot of currency volatility, insecurity in certain countries when it comes to politics. Also, our ratings agencies, we've only got a few countries that are investment grade economies. So unfortunately, I think the continent is still battling to garner that investment to go into our continent rather than other emerging markets. But there are definitely pockets of excellence which we can go through now.
Yeah, before we get into them, I want to take a look at things on a sector basis, because markets on the continent have traditionally been associated with resources, mining, agriculture, energy as well. To what extent are other sectors starting to crop up on investors' radar screens?
Well, to highlight first, mining and energy and agriculture will still be the stalwart of growth in Africa over the next few years. Unfortunately, our economies are not diversifying fast enough, so that's going to be the general revenue earner for most African economies. But we are seeing those commodity prices getting a moderate increase, so that will help these industries. But the other areas we focus on is retail. Mm-hmm. How's that been doing over the past few years? Unfortunately, not that well as what everybody thought, especially with that demographic dividend that was punted over the past few years on Africa. Unfortunately, Africa hasn't taken advantage yet of that demographic dividend. However, over the next few years, from a retail sector perspective, we are seeing that the developed world, the consumers there aren't consuming it as much as they used to. And that's where we are going to see the developing world, which includes the African continent, to be able to drive consumerism over the next few years. Other sectors to focus on is ICT. There we specifically focus on internet usage and just highlighting how it's still very expensive in certain countries for people to use the internet. So we're hoping that will change over the next few years. We also focus on a very key aspect for growth in Africa, which is manufacturing. It's a slow, but we are seeing progress. Countries like Ethiopia, Kenya, Nigeria even are examples of where we are seeing growth in the manufacturing sector.
Are investors, though, taking cognizance of the fact that this is long-term opportunity that they could be delving into right now? Because as you say, retail, for one, not growing as fast as expected, manufacturing seeing progress, but also slow progress there. And one wonders or wants to get a sense of the extent to which that's detracting from the potential opportunity those sectors boast.
Yes, I think the investors who went into Africa 10 years ago was thinking it's probably going to be fast growing, we're going to make lots of money. And yes, to an extent, there were those pockets of excellence, as I've mentioned earlier. However, we must understand that Africa will be a long-term play. Africa is not developing as fast as what we saw the Asian giants when they were in the same position as us 15, 20 years ago. We are just not industrializing fast enough, and that is more political will from certain governments that is not taking advantage of these dividends that we have. We've got all the resources, we've got people who want to demand and want to consume goods, but our governments are just not taking advantage of this need. So yes, I think it's still a long-term play, but I do believe we are developing faster than what we have a decade ago. So there is that positive side to it.
With that pace of development, despite South Africa slipping down the ranks in terms of investability, to what extent is the country still leveraging off its spot on the continent when it comes to development and progress we're seeing? And I guess leveraging off the fact that the other African markets aren't as liquid as the South African market.
That's the point I would have made. It is the most liquid market. We have got the best capital and equity markets in Africa, and we are very well compared to other emerging markets globally. So that is why we will probably remain in that top three position for many years in this publication. We obviously have to do some restructuring of our state-owned enterprises, of course, with the potential of another downgrade that could hamper sentiment over the next few years. We are still that springboard into Africa. The business environment is key when investors want to come into any type of country. Is it easy to get your money in and get your money out? And South Africa is still one of those economies. Yes, our growth rates are subpar compared to the rest of the continent, but we are in a cyclical process. We are also experiencing global growth, and that's on a downturn. So, of course, that will hit an economy that is as open as ours to the global economy. Mm-hmm. So I think let's give it a few more years and we will probably take back that number one spot.
There is a danger, though, in what comes with South Africa's position on the continent, in that the country can become very, very complacent about where things stand. How rife is that risk of us falling in the opposite direction given that complacency?
I think we were already complacent. So we have seen South Africa being complacent from a continent perspective, thinking we are the dominant country of all 54 countries. And unfortunately, that is the type of mindset that South African companies
have. Are you seeing any shift in that mindset?
Absolutely. I think even not that necessarily our rankings are showing it, but we've seen rankings across the world that we have shifted below certain other countries in Africa. Mauritius is a very good example. Morocco is a very good example. Egypt is now number one and Morocco second in our rankings. Mm. So I know the government is very well aware that we are slipping the ranks of once we were the best country ranked in any type of survey on the continent. So we are very aware of it. I do believe that the government will make changes over the next few years to become that player again. But again, I need to highlight, our business environment is so conducive for investment that we will mostly see international investors probably start investing in South Africa and then branching out in the rest of the continent.
Let's leave it there. Celeste, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Celeste Fauconnier is Africa analyst at RMB.